This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. In-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's April 10th.
I finally concluded that the cleanest, best way to do it would be for the town to outright purchase the entire CDC property.
There's a lot of controversy packed onto just 2.3 acres on the banks of the Roaring Fork and Frying Pan Rivers in Basalt. Just to recap, in 2011, the town purchased the site called the Pan and Fork with the Roaring Fork Community Development Corporation, or RFCDC. RFCDC bought the entire 5.3 acres. The town then bought 2.9 acres from the CDC for $1.2 million. For the past few years, there's been a standoff about what exactly to do with the Pan and Fork. In November, Basalt voters came out against purchasing the rest of the property, still owned by the CDC. However, Councilman Bernie Grauer made a curious request at the council meeting on March 28th. He asked the town staff to once again consider buying the property. I spoke with Wyatt Orm, who has covered the Pan and Fork debate, about whether there is something wrong with this picture, with the town looking at buying the Pan and Fork only 5 months after the voters shot this down.
It kind of depends on who you ask. So the issue was in front of voters in November. Ballot issues 2F and 2G asked if voters wanted to finance the purchase of the CDC property with a bond. And the voters said no. The election was very close. It failed by only a few dozen votes.
Okay, so is the Basalt Town Council ignoring their voters?
You could make that argument, and you could make it convincingly. Bernie Grauer would say no, and his take is this. Voters said they didn't want to raise taxes to buy the land. So now what he wants to do is he wants the town to buy the land without raising taxes. But we should say that the ballot language was not so much about raising taxes as it was extending an already existing tax. So what Grauer is advocating is what he calls a pay-as-you-go method. And at the town council meeting, he basically asked the town staff to crunch the numbers. He thinks that the town can take a loan from its general fund and also use POST money, which is parks, open space, and trails.
Wait, what is POST?
POST is basically a dedicated fund for buying park, open space, and trails lands. The town also has commitments from both Pitkin and Eagle counties for money towards a park, although those commitments are informal at this stage.
What did the other council members have to say about this?
No one really made any comments, although I did talk to Mayor Jackie Whitsitt a few days afterwards, and she confirmed that this was not coming out of left field.
Why now? Why does the town still feel like it should buy the park?
So Bernie Grauer told me, and Bernie Grauer, by the way, was very clear when he talked with me that he is more pro-development, he thinks, than some of his other colleagues on the Basalt Town Council. He wants to break the gridlock. And the landowner, which is the CDC, they want to get their money back. And the developer, which is Low Enterprises, they want to wait and see what kind of development the town will allow on the property before they make CDC an offer on the property. But Bernie Grauer doesn't think the current council is likely to approve the project that Lowe has kind of been floating by, which is about 55,000 square feet, a condo-hotel blend. But the CDC still wants its money back. So basically, Grauer is hoping to satisfy the CDC and just deal directly with Lowe. If the town both owns the land and has the ability to zone the land, that gives them a lot more flexibility in their discussions with any development company.
Okay, so what does that mean for the developer?
I spoke with Jim DeFrancia, and he's a principal with Low Enterprises. He's been working on the Pan and Fork, and he said basically he's happy to work with the town. He's happy to work with the CDC. There's still plenty of potential for a public-private partnership, and he's just sort of he's at the table and ready to talk whenever the town is ready.
Wyatt Orm is our reporter based in Carbondale. Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Wyatt Orm speaking about Basalt Councilman Bernie Grauer's request that the town relook at purchasing the Pan and Fork property after this was voted down in November.
Hey everybody, here's what else you need to know today. Aspen Skiing Company and KSL Partners announced that they will acquire IntraWest. The North American Mountain Resort and Adventure Company owns ski areas in Steamboat and Winter Park in Colorado, as well as in West Virginia, Vermont, and Quebec. It's a $1.5 billion deal. And last week, dozens of filmmakers from across the globe were in town for the 26th annual Aspen Shorts Fest. President Donald Trump has been proposing cuts to the National Endowment for the Arts, which funds this film festival. That casts some doubt on the future of the festival and international film exchange. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews, go to aspenpublicradio.org.